Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What is the Batman effect? Thanks for asking. For many people, asserting themselves at work is a real challenge. There's a lot of possible reasons for that, including stress, anxiety, new responsibilities, deadlines, personal issues, or a lack of self-confidence, for example. But today we're going to talk about an active cognitive strategy, actually a pretty simple one, based on the psychological concept of self-distancing, that could help you overcome these obstacles and become more confident in the workplace. The Batman effect.
Why Batman?
Batman is the powerful, vengeful, and ultra-confident alter ego of Bruce Wayne, a billionaire who was traumatized by the murder of his parents when he was a child. When he dons the bat suit, though, the adult, consumed by sadness, becomes the hero of Gotham City.
I'm Batman.
In the same way, the Batman effect allows people to access their heroic selves. It started out as a strategy in child psychology, developed in 2016 by two researchers from the University of Minnesota. Their study involved asking a group of 4 and 6-year-olds to perform a repetitive task for 10 minutes, all the while offering them the option to stop and play a video game instead. The results clearly showed that those who used the Batman effect were better able to concentrate on the task ahead and less likely to take a break. They were encouraged to do so by creating an alter ego and imagining themselves as a well-known hero, like Batman.
Does it work for adults too?
Absolutely, and especially in the workplace. Although the concept of self-distancing itself is clearer for adults, it can still be challenging to apply without a method. By adopting an alter ego, you can view the situation with more detachment and forget personal feelings that might block you or prevent you from expressing your needs, for example. Moreover, stepping into the shoes of a superhero or another admired person can also help you assert yourself and become stronger. And don't just take my word for it. Beyoncé actually did something similar at the beginning of her career. As a child, she created a persona called Sasha Fierce, who would take the stage in her place. Let's listen to her talking to Oprah Winfrey about her alter ego in 2008.
Usually when I hear the crowd, when I put on my stilettos, when like the moment right before when you're nervous and that other thing kind of takes over for you, then Sasha Fierce appears and my posture and the way I speak and everything is different.
Beyoncé would eventually stop using that psychological crutch in 2010, but would no doubt give some credit to Sasha Fierce for her rise to stardom.
How can I use the Batman effect then?
First, try self-distancing techniques by thinking in the third person to gain perspective on your desires, needs, and sources of stress. Then define why you need an alter ego. For what purpose? Next, create its personality, appearance, name, and even a little mantra that will allow you to switch and immerse yourself in the new character. All that's left is to act according to how the character behaves. This technique can be very useful, especially at the beginning of your career or when joining a new company. Maybe after a while you'll feel comfortable enough to no longer need it, just like what happened with Beyoncé. There you have it. Now you know what the Batman effect is. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.